Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, May 25th to Monday, May 31st. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We begin this week's podcast with a workshop relating to civic engagement that takes place on Wednesday evening. The League of Women Voters of the Austin area hosts the next installment of their Civics 201 Know Your Government training series. In this next training, called Working with Your School Board, you can learn about engaging with the school board. Who are they? What do they do? How can we work with them? This week, there's also an interesting opportunity relating to sustainability that takes place on Tuesday. The next installment of the Imagine Austin Speaker Series will address the topic, how to build a society for friends and wellness, and not things and cars. This talk will help attendees redefine wealth, reconsider how our consumption impacts human rights, both at home and around the globe, and rethink what it means to build a sustainable future. The featured speaker is Sage Lanier, an educator who created the course called Solutions for Safe and Just Future. Now, I'll share a bit about opportunities in the arena of health and wellness. Fortunately or not, most of these take place on Tuesday. Chances are that you can find one that fits your schedule and helps with your mental well-being. I'll share them in the order that they occur. There will be a morning session on Tuesday that is meant to serve the needs of individuals who work in the nonprofit sector, who are helping individuals who have faced very serious health and economic situations during the pandemic, while at the same time suffering hardship of their own. Our organization, the Community Advancement Network, has worked with about a dozen organizations who are interested in supporting the nonprofit sector in hosting an event on stress management strategies and practices for navigating COVID-19. That will be led by the local chapter of NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness. The second event on mental health and wellness that we'll highlight is being offered by the YWCA of Greater Austin and is called Reorienting to Life After a Year of COVID and takes place at noon. This workshop will discuss COVID-19 as a global communal trauma and discuss common impacts of trauma and prolonged stress on our nervous system. It will delve into ways life has changed since the onset of COVID and the mental health challenges ahead. This particular session addresses issues to consider when supporting adults. A separate session on June 8th will address issues to consider for supporting parents and children. The last session on mental well-being that we'll share is being hosted by Interfaith Action of Central Texas at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday as part of their Red Bench Interfaith Dialogue series. As we've already alluded to, the last year has been full of stress for us all. That stress has worn us out and left us all feeling some degree of fatigue. This Red Bench event will provide an opportunity for us to come together to talk about these struggles. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. The vaccine rollout has been accelerating at a great pace, and we've made great progress towards achieving herd immunity. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar, in the Monday list of engagement activities, we list the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, please call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers a non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. This service is available from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. I'll end the podcast by highlighting several events whose importance has risen during the pandemic. The first takes place Thursday at 2 p.m. and is a webinar called Centering Grassroots Visions to Reimagining Public Safety, Lessons from Austin and Oakland. 1 year ago, sparked by outrage and heartache over George Floyd's murder, a historic global uprising demanded a complete rethinking of our public safety infrastructure, starting with reallocating resources from policing to root cause issues, especially in neighborhoods that have long suffered from continued disinvestment. This session highlights grassroots efforts in Austin, Texas, and Oakland, California, whose visionary work has laid the groundwork for tangible, groundbreaking impact. And finally, a note about an event to delve into housing during the pandemic called My Story, hosted by Texas Housers on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. It will focus on stories told by tenants, landlords, justices of the peace, and housing advocates themselves. Hear about their experiences during the pandemic, dealing with eviction, aid, and more as they tell their stories directly to you, followed with a Q&A session about what needs to change. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.